You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Anshuman Vora, founder and CEO of Bulldog Gin, a new world gin infused with a captivating blend of 12 botanicals. Anshuman, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Really good to be here.
So tell us, for starters, give our listeners a quick overview of Bulldog Gin, its beginnings, and your role.
Sure. Eric, as you mentioned earlier, I'm the founder and CEO of Bulldog London Dry Gin. I'm a former banker, and I left my banking career several years ago to create a very high-quality, super premium gin called Bulldog. I've been passionate about gin and tonics from a young age. A love of gin and tonics was imbued to me by my father. And since kind of in my late teens, and I felt an opportunity existed about 7 or 8 years ago to create a new world gin that was very mixable, had a very exotic blend of botanicals, extremely high quality, and that kind of addressed a need in the market where I noticed that, you know, two generations of people had shunned gin for vodka, and I felt I could change that.
Certainly sounds like a family tradition. If you would touch on what makes Bulldog stand out among the crowded spirits landscape.
Sure. The objective for Bulldog was to be the highest quality, best tasting, most mixable gin ever. And to accomplish that, we found a distillery in the United Kingdom that had been making gin for 250 years. They're the oldest continuous functioning gin distillery in the world. We use 100% British wheat, which is the highest quality wheat one can find in Europe. We use the highest quality water. You know, gin, for what most people know, gin like vodka and other premium spirits are mostly grain and high quality water. So we use the best quality grain, best quality water. We use 12 exotic botanicals from 8 countries, such as licorice, lavender, lotus leaves, white poppy flower, dragon eye, which is a cousin of the lychee fruit. And we assemble that blend of botanicals in this storied distillery in the northern part of England. And we sell our product kind of around the world based on that. And the objective was to have something that is very balanced, very crisp and refreshing, and very easy to mix with tonic, have it on the rocks or in a martini, and kind of to address sort of the hole that exists in the market whereby people felt the gin was, you could only have it with tonic and that gin was not high quality and that it didn't taste good, it gave you a bad hangover, et cetera. We want to address all of that head on.
I understand Bulldog is a relatively new brand to the spirits and gin category. What are the biggest challenges for growth? Where are you seeing the most success? And what is your point of view for expanding the category?
Sure. Yes, you're right, Eric. We are one of the newer entrants. I should mention quite proudly that Bulldog is today the number 4 premium gin in the world. We've been around less than 10 years, and out of, I would say, about 1,000 brands, we are number 4. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do before we get to number 1. The biggest hurdles in our industry in premium spirits are two things: distribution and awareness. And so we've got the right distribution partners. We're currently sold in 85 countries, and we're the fastest growing gin in the world. And I think what our main focus at the moment is gaining awareness in a very crowded space. And when I mean crowded space, I mean premium spirits is a crowded space. It's fickle. People have, you know, long established habits, and it's difficult to get them to switch over. But our objective is to kind of point to Bulldog's quality and keep reminding people that, you know, it tastes fantastic and to get them to try it, because our repeat rate once people try it is astronomically high. So gaining awareness and trial is sort of our number one focus.
Certainly sounds like you're well on your way. Today we are joined by Anshuman Vora, founder and CEO of Bulldog Gin, a new world gin infused with a captivating blend of 12 botanicals, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Now, Anshuman, you had talked about your journey from banking to Bulldog. Can you expand on how you transitioned from that industry and utilize the knowledge you gained in that business to succeed as an entrepreneur?
Sure. As you know, I was a mergers and acquisitions banker. I learned a lot about valuing companies, valuing ideas, putting together business plans and thinking strategically. those are skills that I apply every day being an entrepreneur. I would say that being an entrepreneur is definitely not for the faint of heart. I, like most budding entrepreneurs, was seduced by the success stories I hear about. I didn't quite realize how difficult it would be once I got in there. Luckily, we're kind of on the other side, and Bulldog is succeeding a lot more than it's failing. So I'm excited I've made that. But resolute focus and relentlessness are absolutely essential. And in many ways, I came into this industry because, you know, my gut told me that it was the right thing to do. I saw an opportunity. I had a very high conviction level that there was a gap in the market that I could fix with a very differentiated product of high quality. But I was in many ways naive about how complex this industry was in terms of distribution and awareness, what I call intelligent naivete. And so I'm kind of happy that I did that because it was extremely complicated. Had I spent the conservative banker in me, had I really thought through how complex it was, I would not have given myself high odds of success, and I probably would have stayed in banking. But that naivete took hold, and I just, the overzealous entrepreneur took over control, and I ended up doing it and used my bulldog spirit to make it happen. So I would say the ability to write a business plan and raise money from investors, to think strategically, and then also to manage a team. I mean, I have a certain skill set. I'm good at certain things, but there's a wide gap in terms of what I offer to the company, and I'm very quick and good about hiring people smarter and more capable than I am to fill those gaps. And that's definitely something I learned in banking, that team cohesiveness.
Certainly a lot we can learn from just what little you just said right there on your journey in transition. Looking ahead, what does the future look like for Bulldog?
Eric, you know, I got into this because I wanted to create that iconic brand that's in every bar in the world someday. It's kind of like what Jack Daniels represents to quote-unquote, to American whiskey, what Patron is for tequila, what Absolut is for vodka, and I don't intend on resting till that happens. We're in 85 countries at the moment. The plan over the next 3 to 5 years is to be in 150 countries. And to really give to consumers who drink premium white spirits an alternative to what their parents drank and what they've been used to drinking, that Bulldog is much less a brand of gin and much more part of their lifestyle. And we have that edge and that grit that, you know, a lot of our customers identify with. And so I want to keep doing that. And, you know, my original goal in life 25 years ago was to be a professional tennis player. I'm still working on that. It's a little bit slower than I would like, but at some point I'd like to go back and play some adult professional tournaments.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, you know, I would say that there's multiple ways to succeed as an entrepreneur. There's no one path, and I wish there was a secret, because if there was, then, you know, I would certainly would have followed that, and I'd be writing books about it. But I would say as an entrepreneur, and also as I would say as a human being, I've stood up for what I believed in, done things slightly differently. I'm always reminded of a Robert Frost poem where, you know, taking the road less traveled has always stood me well, and it's reaped rewards on many levels. So I suggest to entrepreneurs that they should be very, very critical of their own idea, be their own biggest cheerleader and their own biggest critic. And then if they come down to the last, after evaluating their idea, it should really come down to, you know, a 50-50 split on whether it's success or not. And then usually that is when entrepreneurial grit and zeal win the day. But I suggest before making that move, you've exercised judgment, and you've with your eyes wide open, with a lot of sobriety, chosen to make the decision to leave your job and become an entrepreneur.
Well, Anshuman, it certainly has been good to have had you. You've certainly got an interesting background in all regards, and thanks for the valuable tips that you've shared along the way. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Bulldog Gin and where can it be purchased as well.
Sure. So, you know, as I mentioned, Bulldog is pretty much all over the Americas, Europe, and Asia. It's at a premium liquor store near you. I suggest going to bulldoggin.com and to check us out on Facebook at Bulldog Gin, and also on Instagram. And to go to your bar near you and make sure the bartender gets Bulldog. It's easy for him to procure, or her.
Once again, Anshuman, thanks so much for being with us. All the best, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Cheers.
We've been speaking with Anshuman Vora, founder and CEO of Bulldog Gin, a new world gin infused with a captivating blend of 12 botanicals. And once again, for more information, simply visit bulldoggin.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.